spiritual life begins with the spiritual birth, which occurs through faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ infuses us with the God life, the Zoe kind of life, eternal life. And that is the promise that he has given to us, that if we believe in him, we will not perish. We will have eternal life. God is love, and since we are his children, we must walk in love. Love is more than just words. It is action. Love is giving, and it's giving, not getting. It's giving to bless and not to get. He is Lord of all. Now in Hebrews 11:6, it says that we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, in Romans, which I mentioned before, I'm just going to read this in now. I'm reading Romans 10:8. I might start at verse 5, because salvation is for everyone. So in Romans 10, verse 5, it says this: for Moses wrote that the law's ways of making a person right with God requires obedience to all it commands. But faith's way of getting right with God says, don't say in your heart, who will go up to heaven to bring Christ down to earth? And don't say, who will go down to the place of the dead to bring Christ back to life again? But this is what it actually says in verse 8. The message is close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. And that is the message, the very message about faith we preach. That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. All the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord, who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone, verse 13, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What a precious promise is that. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And we know in Philippians 2 and verse 11, we know what his name is. Philippians 2 tells us this. I'll read from verse 9. Philippians 2 verse 9. Therefore God elevated him, speaking of Jesus, to the place of highest honour, and gave him the name that's above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. So if you truly believe, if you really, really let Jesus be your Lord and Saviour, if you surrender all to Him and make that decision and commit totally to Him. Let Him be Lord and Saviour of your life. Only believe. All things are possible. Just only believe. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came. And we come to you by faith. And we believe that you are. And that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.